Welcome to the operating room. I am the doctor.
Microsoft Teams is helping a bicycle company reinvent the way they work.
We make low-maintenance bicycles for everyday riders. Once the pandemic hit, we had nobody coming into the showroom, so we started doing virtual visits via Microsoft Teams.
We're able to see two or threefold the amount of customers we used to be able to see. All of a sudden, we could open up our showroom to customers around the world. I really think it's going to set a standard for retail moving forward.
Where there's a team, there's a way. Learn more at Microsoft.com/Teams.
It's the operating room ENT. I am the doctor. I am at the 314 Infused Comedy Show today. It's 314 Day St. Louis. I need you guys to turn up. Here with me today is artist Cool Boy RC. What's up?
What's good, baby?
You turned up. You all the way turned up. But you don't seem turned up. It's 314 Day.
Been chilling for real. You hear me?
All right.
So we got some shots.
Everybody take a shot. Everybody take a shot right now. All right. So we're going to get some shots in. But today we're talking about all things 314. There was a meme going around saying that St. Louis women, they'll break up with you, start a new relationship, and then cheat on that person with the person they broke up with. Is that true?
That's St. Louis chicks. That's everyone's staff. Really. I don't know.
That's every woman, but that's something that St. Louis women
do. Like, you know what I'm saying? St. Louis women, though, y'all different. Y'all so hard.
Oh.
Y'all so gangster, really.
St. Louis is all about gangster, though.
Yeah, the women gangster. Y'all want to be niggas a little bit, too. Y'all got to relax.
What?
Just let her have something. You can't have nothing. You hear me? It's all good, though.
I don't know about that. I would like to be all women. I don't know about that. But that's what they're saying about St. Louis women, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so you're going to be performing today. Tell us about the song you're going to be performing.
I'm going to do OG. It's like, old to, young OGs that get gang, you know what I'm saying, to younger niggas or older niggas, women, whatever. Okay. But it's fly, though, you know. And I'm going to do Thrillist Nigga Live.
Thrillist Nigga Live.
Yeah.
And OG. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which song do you like the best?
I don't know, they both my babies. That's hard to pick between your babies, right?
They're his babies.
Yeah, your babies.
Throat babies. I mean,
no
they're
way.
His babies. Oh, we made him blush. Ladies and gentlemen. All right, well, it's RC is in the operating room, and we're going to turn him all the way up. We'll be right back, so make sure you guys stay tuned. But come down here and join us. We have the 314 Infused Comedy Show. It's at 1397 Hamilton. We're at the Warehouse West. Y'all come turn up with
Hello,
us.
Hello, man. Hello.
It's 314 Day, everybody. Thank you for joining the operating room ENT. I am the doctor. I'm here with artist Cool Boy RC. What's up?
Oh, it's popping, man. It's good, baby.
St. Louis hat on.
Yeah, I had to give me a fresh one when I touched down. You know, my guy Super Sanchez done brought me out, you know.
Yeah.
So I had to get a fresh new, you know what I'm saying? From your city, though. I don't know how y'all feel about that. We kind of run everything, but it's all right.
We cool.
Yeah.
Shout out to Super Sanchez in the building.
Yeah, shout out Super Sanchez.
We're at the comedy show at the Warehouse West, 1397 Hamilton Avenue. You guys, make sure you guys come out. They have vendors out here. We have drinks out here. We have Cool Boy RC is performing tonight. We're
Chatting.
On the all the way up.
Come on. What's up with you, though?
He's not turned up yet, but
we're
going to get him all the
way turned up. Yeah, we'll be all right.
We'll be all right in a minute. Okay, well, welcome to the operating room. Make sure you touch the cum towel.
Oh, yeah.
Because everybody needs to clean up.
It's the fabric on that.
You know what happened after sex, right?
It's durable. It's got a durable.
He said it's durable. Come through with the product preview. Come through. It's a preview for me. So, it's 314 Day. And we're talking about March the 14th. It is Steak Blowjob Day. So, have you ever had a blowjob while you've eaten steak? Because that's what's supposed to happen all day today, ladies.
Excuse me, what?
Steak and blowjob day. All day today.
While you eating here?
While you eating a steak, you getting a blowjob. It's 314 Day, and that's what we do for 314 Day. Steak and blowjob day.
You can't eat first, or?
No, the rules state specifically
that'll be tough,
that
you're
eating a steak while you're getting a blowjob.
I mean, you got to have your eyes open while you're cutting the steak while I'm getting my, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
So he's not even going to be able to eat the steak.
Yeah, I'm going to be all right. You be hungry, man. Get that blowjob first.
And then he's going to eat. And then after that, he's going to eat again.
Oh, well, all right.
Okay.
This is still good? Yeah, this is good.
Yeah,
we can use that.
We're going to use this. Everybody's going to be brushing when you come out of the situation and going into the situation.
I like that.
Cleanliness is next to godliness.
Yes, it is.
It is. So we're going to be clean. And that's just what I believe. Healthy, fine, a good clean time. Smile on your face going into the situation, and definitely a smile on your face coming out of the situation.
We.
All right.
Talk
so
that
we're
shit.
I'm going to give you two things.
What's happening?
Because we normally play a game, right, to get to know our guests. We normally play the game. But I don't have the game today, so we're going to have problems too, right?
What's happening?
All right, I'm going to give you two things. You choose one of those things.
All right.
What you don't choose, you can never have it again.
Okay,
so you got to pick the thing you really want.
All right. I'm with that. What you got for me?
All right. RC. What's more important? You got to pick. Isolating the clique or eating the groceries?
Clear isolation is definitely.
More important, talking about this.
I mean, you know, a lot of niggas don't understand it. A lot of niggas are selfish, but, you know, I know about that chemistry and that science.
Uh-huh.
It's a science to it.
Now he went to class. He went to all science classes, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, I'm a astute learner. You understand me?
Astute learner.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's how you know. I got the balls, too. You need some ghost rice, you know what I'm saying? All that. You need me to help you with your cue cards?
Okay.
I got you.
He said he gonna help me, ladies.
You know what I'm saying?
You to help me, sir. I want you to control me. Look, I'm the boss in the daytime.
All right.
But I like to be bossed around.
Heavy. Talk. I like the way you talk. Is this?
He said he's going to use the cocktail. He's hurting. But no. So
we're going
to have a good time. We all turned up. Y'all make sure y'all come out. Come hang out with us. Come have a few shots with us.
Pull up.
We have 314 Day Comedy Show. We got vendors here. We're going to turn up for 314 Day. Come on, say this. Come
yes,
out.
Sir.
Thank you guys for listening to the operating room, and we'll be right back. It's the operating room, ENT. I am the doctor. I'm talking to cool boy, RC.
What's happening?
Just came in 314 Day.
Yeah.
All the way turned up. He said the quality of the compound is off the chain.
It is. It's very
it's durable.
It's durable.
Seems like, you know, putting the water on a little soap.
Yeah.
Cracking.
It's stand a wither. So
yeah.
It's good. Yeah.
You don't have to use your decoration towels, your hand towels, your face towels at home. Make sure you guys reach out to the operating room if you want to purchase a compound.
You have to wash that towel by itself, though. You recommend washing it by itself?
You can wash it by yourself. And hold on. It's going to be excellent.
Word.
Make sure you guys reach out if you want to get that compound. We got him here. Come see us. Right? A cool boy or a C.
Exactly.
What was the most romantic place you could think of in 314 in St. Louis? Where would you take your woman? He knew about isolating the clip, but he can't find out where to take, where to date, where to go to have fun, hang out, and nothing.
No, you know, I've been gone for a minute. But when I was here,
he was interested in the town, but he didn't know where to take.
I'm not very romantic, though. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You're very romantic.
I'm not very romantic.
You're not.
No.
Okay, so you know. Think maybe that's a weekend spot that you would like to improve on.
Yeah, eventually.
Yeah?
Eventually.
Okay, but what are some nice places maybe that around in St. Louis you could take a woman? Would you take her to the arts?
We going to Emo's.
For
real.
For sure.
I need some of that, for real.
If that ain't 314, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, we need some Emo's. Yeah.
You're an artist, RC, so tell me, what does RC listen to? What's on your playlist right now?
I listen to, like, Ross, I like player niggas, Currency them, you know, spitters like Fab, and you know, then I like old shit too, like, you know, Bill Withers and Marvin, you know,
okay,
shit like that, Ron Isley them, you
what?
Know what I'm saying, yeah, oh yeah, facts, yeah, I can get you hip to some shit, you know what I'm saying,
OG.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying,
all
I'm
right, you said Marvin Gaye.
No,
I bet you wondering how I knew. What's that? About your plans to make me blue.
Oh, shit.
What's that? Come through.
That ain't my favorite Marvin song.
What is it?
That's all right.
I try to be nice, sing them a song.
I'm just saying that wasn't my favorite.
Bring the towel so we can clean up easily.
I mean, that ain't my favorite one. You know my favorite one.
Which one?
Wake up. Let's make. Girl, you better chill. Is this town ready? Yeah,
uh-huh.
You better chill.
Is this town ready?
You better chill.
We gotta use this town, but make sure y'all reach out to the operating room if you want to order one. Well, see, we're gonna make sure he have two, because it just sounds like he's gonna have an extra time tonight. So we're gonna just make sure he has two different towels.
For real.
So tell us what you got going on. What's your upcoming project, and how can we connect with you or reach out to you if we wanna listen to your
man,
music?
I'm Coolboy RC everywhere. All digital streaming platform, YouTube, got the fire videos, OG, Thurs Nigga Live, Coolboy RC, Instagram, you know what I mean? Vice Guy RC on Facebook, all that. Fuck with me.
Coolboy RC, we at the 314 Fuesday Comedy Show. It's at the warehouse at 1397 Hamilton, guys. Make sure you come and check us out. Yeah. We'll be back in just a moment. Thank you, Coolboy RC, for being here and operating.
Thank you for having me, baby.
Thanks, guys. We'll be right back. Alrighty, it's the operating room ENT. I am your doctor. Thank you so much for joining us. We're back. It's the 314 day. We're at the 314 Infused Comedy Show at the Warehouse West, 1397 Hamilton. Make sure you guys come out. We're turning up all day long. We got drinks, we got vendors, we got everybody here, so make sure you guys turn up. Joining me now, Focus on the Funny Own, Jason Nelson.
Yeah!
Yeah.
No one's clapping but me. Okay, that's fine.
It's gonna be, everybody's gonna be clapping sooner or later. So it's 314 day. We're talking about steaks and blowjobs. Have you ever eaten a steak while having a blowjob?
No, but I don't know if I would want that.
You don't want the 314 day treat. It's a special day.
No, like separately, but collectively.
That's the same thing RC said. Like, no, you have to be eating a steak while you're getting a blowjob. Those are the rules.
I'm not going to say no. Like, I wouldn't do it. But you guys are a lot younger than me. I'm almost 40. I think I look decent for that, though. But and my digestive system don't work as well as it used to. I'm sorry.
Don't ever tell anybody that.
I know. But at this point in my life, I learned to be transparent because I keep getting broken up and dumped.
You do?
I'm horrible at relationships.
You know why? Do you clean up with the cum towel? Because that could be why they're breaking up with you. Cleanliness is next to godliness.
It could be because I don't give them a reason to use the cum towel because they never do.
Well, they never come?
They just leave.
I would definitely leave.
I understand. Yeah.
But that's okay because guess what? I'm the doctor of sex, love, and relationships. So
okay.
I'm going to totally help Jason.
Thanks.
Especially since he's never had a steak and a blowjob. I'm going to totally help him out.
So are you offering a steak and a blowjob?
No. I said I was going to help
him. Oh!
Be careful.
Got to make sure it's recorded consent. I don't want to be crossing boundaries.
That's okay. We have contracts and guidelines, right?
Okay.
Absolutely. So we have the 314 day infused event. Tell us your part and what you're going to be doing here today.
Basically, my name is Jason Nelson. I have a company called Focus on the Funny LLC, and I produce, promote comedy shows and events, and I have a booking agency. It all falls under that. And I'm here not only to bring the fun, the laughter, bring a group of comedians together, and I'm a part of assisting the coordination of portions of the events, particularly the stand-up comedy. So we want the job done right, not blow job, but the execution of comedy.
We want all jobs, especially blow jobs, done right, sir.
But we want, when you want the job done right, you contact Jason Nelson at Focus on the Funny LLC.
All right. So we're going to have some fun.
I'm learning to smile and everything.
See, that's good, right?
I'm learning how to be faking I'm learning how to be faking everything. I'm ready for Hollywood now.
You ready for Hollywood?
No,
are
I'm not.
Are you ready for 314 day? We're turning up all day. We got vendors out here. We got drinks out here.
You know what?
Who's in the building? Who boy RC's in the building? We have a lot of people in
the
building.
I'm ready for 314 day. Three women, one of me, for one reason. Us the fuck. Can I curse?
Is that why?
No, I'm just playing.
Fucking curse.
My bad. Well, wait. You just did.
Shit.
Okay. But yeah, it's 314 day, and this is my first time ever participating in a 314 day event.
Really?
Ever in life, so you're part of my history.
All right. Yeah. I love to make history. You know what's going to make history? These contacts. So make sure you guys check out.
Should we hold it up? Can I hold it up?
Absolutely. The operating room ENT. Make sure you guys get you a cum towel.
Come get you a cum towel.
Come get you a cum towel.
Come. Come.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
It's the operating room ENT. I am the doctor. Thank you so much for joining me. Again, we're down here at the 314 Infused Comedy Show, powered by Super Sanchez. We're turning all the way up today, and I have some questions for Jason Nelson.
Thanks.
He said thanks.
Well, why'd I say that?
I'm going to say two different things. You talk to me about one of them. But you already know the thing that you don't mention, the thing that you don't choose, the thing that you don't talk about, you can never do it again. Ever, okay? So, the first option is isolate the click. You can talk to me about that, or you can talk to me about eating the groceries. Which one do you choose?
I guess isolating the click.
Okay, talk to me about it.
About, when you mean, what do you mean by isolating the click?
Isolating it, getting it alone, attacking it, taking care of it, handling it, kissing it, sucking it, rubbing it, whatever. You tell me. I'm just giving, throwing out some ideas.
Yeah, I feel so like a novice when it comes to this conversation. What? Like, I know I've done things, but I never articulated. I never articulated it.
You gotta be ready and transparent on the operating
room. I'm ready. I'm prepared, but I just guess I just done it.
You was
I
never not prepared, sir.
No.
Talk to me about this. Just talk to me about.
Well, just do it. I'm nervous.
Clitoral stimulation. Don't be nervous.
I'm about to pass out.
Don't pass out.
All because of the pussy. Wait,
no.
Can I say that?
You can say pussy.
I don't know, because I got banned from a radio show the last week for not knowing
no,
the correct.
I can, just say anything you like.
Well,
talk to me about isolating the clit. It's very important. And I guarantee you, if you do it properly, guess what's going to happen? You're going to need a cum towel soon thereafter.
Well,
right?
Oh. Well, my name is Jason Nelson, and occasionally I like licking the what? Clit.
Okay.
It feels so weird saying that.
That's a start. It's
I feel
okay.
Like I'm in Clitoral Stimulation Anonymous right now. Like,
and
I have to talk about it.
Be.
But I do notice some clits look very different.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are obviously seen. I don't like the ones that almost look like a penis. That's not my style.
Okay. Some people like them. Some people don't. We don't judge you.
No judgment. I don't.
Okay.
But then there's some that's too tiny that you can hardly find them.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to really work, which is cool. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind working for
work.
What I want. I don't mind working. I love to work. I love to earn whatever it is that I receive. It's just that I never spoke about it out loud, so I feel weird.
Is it clitoral? When you say what?
I just said I never spoke about it out loud, so I feel weird.
Okay.
No, I want no. Keep pressing me.
We're here. That's exactly. I was just gonna say. This is what I'm here to bring it out of you, sir.
I like assertive women.
Okay. I'm here. I'm definitely here to bring it out of you.
Thanks.
And you know I'm the boss. So.
Are you trying to test to see if I'm submissive? No, I'm not that down.
No. I'm the boss.
No, I'm joking.
I like to be bossed around at night. Okay. I just have to say that twice today, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, but
relax.
I'm trying to, but I'm nervous because I'm put on the spot. I never talked in front of people before.
Okay, well, guys, we're a friendly crowd, right? We're a friendly audience.
What should I be aware of? Now? How about this? Since you're coaching me through this, because is it safe? Are all women clitoral experiences created equal?
No. All women is not created equal. So your sexual experience will never be created equal.
Mm-hmm.
Is what you make it. So that's why you.
So what do you prefer when it comes to clitoral stimulation? What should somebody know?
Do for, it. That's my. That's
just
my
just.
Be like Nike. Do it.
Because I think one of the mistakes I made when I was younger, I assumed that when you was licking pussy, that you're supposed to lick the entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
Are you?
A lot. Well, it depends on what your partner likes. A lot of women do. They like it. Lick
but
everywhere.
For sure.
North, south, east, west. Lick it all. Make sure you go way down south to the point where you.
When you said way down south.
Go to the grocery store down south.
You said we can't talk about that note right now.
Oh,
I made a choice.
I was talking about it.
You getting rid of consent?
It's 314 day, right, guys?
No, joke.
So we just turned all the way up. I just threw that in there.
Okay.
Can
we probably be hanging out? Good job. I got you. Because later on, I can have the doctor on my face if I purchase the mask.
He thinks he can have the doctor on his face.
The mask.
He's so nasty.
Anyway, my bad.
It's 314 days.
Like
so that's what we're going to be talking about. So tell me, what's a romantic place you can think of in St. Louis that you would take your mate to? Somewhere nice to take your mate.
Somewhere away from crime. No.
Where is that?
Anywhere away from low income areas. No,
it's 314 days.
No, I'm joking. No. But you know what? I think it's, I don't know if it's a particular area, but I think it's about the vibe and the energy. Like me, I like to provide a variety within a date. I appear to be random at times, but I like to provide a variety of options.
Okay.
Now, I can't display these options on this very popular platform because I had to take multiple women out to these options, and it feels like a brand new experience to them.
But he's definitely in something anonymous. Figure out what it is.
No, I'm single though. I'm single.
Okay.
So I'm dating. I'm dating.
Yeah, absolutely.
And dating doesn't mean we fuck. It just
y'all dating.
Yeah, getting to know each other.
Yeah, get to the fucking so that you can use the contact.
Exactly.
That's the whole point.
But all jokes aside, like me, I like outdoors. I mean, outside of allergy season, so I like if given opportunity to walk. You get one. It's affordable. But we get to walk.
He a cheap date.
No, I'm creative.
He cheap. Can't find a clip. This is not gonna end well, ladies. But go on.
I'm willing. What did Music Soul Child say? Teach me how to love. I'm willing to learn.
Well,
so
that's good.
Yeah.
If you're open to learning,
yeah,
that's good.
I love learning. So think about it. Is I will start off in St. Louis. Okay, you know what I would do? Start off at Forest Park. Hop on some scooters. Ride around. Go to the boathouse. Get on the boat. Mm. If you smoke, we may take a hit. Drink, whatever. Ride around. Then if the art museum open, maybe go there. Vibe. Look at some things.
Okay.
And then Central West End is right down the street. I like the up down arcade. You get to play some games, vibe. And I do like to take bets.
Hello.
So you know, we may bet on a few games here and there. And then there's plenty of food options within there, whether you like Asian, pizza, Mexican. But to me, it's about the energy and the vibe of the person. So I have what you call personality.
All right. No, that actually sounded like a wonderful, wonderful date. So thank you.
So when are we going?
I don't date comedians.
I'm more than a comedian.
I don't date comedians.
I'm more than a athlete.
Especially comedians that can't find a grocery store down south. That's where you fucked up at.
Jesus went 40 days, 40 nights without eating. So can I.
No, you're absolutely not. Absolutely not over here, you won't. I don't know. No. It's more like Jesus, because we don't play that. Thank you so much for joining me, Jason Nelson. We're at the 314 Infused Day Comedy Show. Make sure you guys come out to the Warehouse West, 1397 Hamilton. We're going to be all the
and
way.
Can we let them know about the comedy show portion, too?
Come, tell them.
Okay, because some of the people going to see this from more recently, other people later. But the pop-up is from 2 to 5.
2 to 5.
And then after that, at 7, you can come in, get ready, prepare. We're filming. This is a big project. Shout out to Private Stock Entertainment, Super Sanchez, who put this event together, him and his team. Wonderful work. But at 9 o'clock, the comedy portion gets started, and we're filming for a major project. In St. Louis, Missouri, we thank you for your love and your support. Shout out to the doctor. Thank you for having me on your platform.
No problem. Thank you. Thanks for tuning in, guys. We'll be right back. It's the Operating Room ENT. I am your doctor, and I'm here at the 314 Infused Day event. We're at the comedy show. Make sure you guys come out to the Warehouse West, 1397 Hamilton. I'm here with Super Sanchez. Super Sanchez, welcome to the Operating Room.
Thank you for having me.
How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good.
Super Sanchez got all kind of exciting things going on today. But tell us about the event at hand. It's 314 Day. Tell us what's going on today.
Well, 314 Day is a national holiday in St. Louis, Missouri, as y'all can tell. And we just wanted to use 314 Day to bring more awareness to the cannabis industry and how we can, you know, stop the prohibition of cannabis here in Missouri and just overall for the industry.
Okay, that sounds good. Now, 314 Day, it's also National Steak and Blowjob Day. So have you ever had a steak while you was getting a blowjob?
No, I don't like to eat during sex.
You said he doesn't like to eat during sex. I like to get ate during sex, but that's a whole other topic for a whole other day. But it is 314 Day, and 314 Day is National Steak and Blowjob Day. So ladies, make sure you guys are making them steaks today for your mates. Make sure you're giving out blowjobs all day. It's 314 Day. So
what about the vegetarians?
They gonna have to eat. Is it some tofu steak? Is it a thing?
Eggplant
steak?
You can actually marinate cauliflower. And it'll taste just like a steak.
Mm-hmm. Get your cauliflower and blowjob on today, ladies and gentlemen. If you're a vegan, because we don't discriminate and we don't judge you. Sounds good. All right, so I saw a meme that says St. Louis women. This is something they'll do. You let me know if this is true or false. It says they'll break up with you, start a new relationship, and then cheat on that new relationship with the person they broke up with. Does that sound like something a St. Louis woman to do?
Yeah, that's overall.
That's the same thing RC said. He said that's all women.
Not all women. Not all women. You got your majority, you got your minority.
Okay. But you just saying that's just something a woman to do.
Yeah, that's just something a woman to do.
We don't do that.
All my exes didn't try to do it with me. I'm not the type of person to even engage in that because in my heart, I feel like you was doing that on me, and I won't want to do that to the next person.
You won't want to do it to somebody else.
I don't need that. I don't need that energy.
All right, thank you guys for tuning in. You guys stick around. We'll be here all day for the 314 Infused Day event. It's a comedy show. We got artists down here. We got vendors down here. We got Super Sanchez in the building. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. It's the Operating Room ENT. I am the doctor. Thank you guys for joining us. I'm at the 314 Infused Day comedy show. We're at the Warehouse West with Super Sanchez. Super Sanchez, tell us about Private Stock Entertainment.
Private Stock Entertainment is an entertainment, it's a marketing and advertising company. We advertise and market the best brands in the industry.
All right, that sounds good. It is 314 Day, so we're definitely talking about 314 Day, but I have a question for you. So I'm going to give you two things. I'm going to make them sweat, y'all. I'm going to give them two things, right? Tell me, you want to talk to me about one of them.
Okay.
The thing you don't pick, you can never have it again.
Okay?
So the first option is isolate the clit. The second option is eating a grocery. Talk to me about that.
Isolate the clit.
All right, let's go.
Isolate the clit.
Like that's it. He's like, that's it. That's all I'm going to say. Just do it. Get the job done. That's it. That's all, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's being shy, guys. That's all. But that's okay. He's an operating room. Guess what? We here to bring it out of his ass. Tell me what goes on. Because guess what? If you isolate the kid properly, you'll need a hometown. So make sure you guys go on the www.theoperatingrooment.com and order your cum towels. Or you guys can come down here and hang out with us. We're at the comedy show. It's at the 314 Infused Day event. Again, we're at Warehouse West. We're going to be all the way turned up. But first, tell me, since it's 314 Day, what's the most romantic or where do you take your mate? What's nice in 314 and somebody from out of town can come to and check us out?
I would have to say Mama's on the Hill.
Mama's on the Hill? I've never been there. Mm-hmm. Where is that located?
That's located off Hampton. I think it's right off Hampton and 44.
Okay, off Hampton and 44. So that's an awesome place to take your day. That's what Super Sanchez told us. So what's going on today? What is this all about? We're here at the Infused Day event. What are we infusing? What's going on?
Basically, we're infusing this event with cannabis, just a whole feel and the experience. You know, we wanted to bring the two together. Cannabis vendors, they do their own events. Pop up shop vendors who sell all different type of products, they do their own events. We like, hey, why don't we bring these two together, and in a way to help bring more awareness to ending the prohibition for cannabis. So together, you know, we started something new, and hopefully we can reach out to everybody.
All right, well, that sounds good. I know nothing goes better than cannabis and sex, right? So the doctor says make sure for 314 Day you ladies are giving out steaks. You making steaks all day, and y'all giving out blowjobs all day. But now, me and Super Sanchez will be here at the event all day. Tell us about the times and what's going on tonight.
Event starts at 7.
7 p.m., guys.
Doors open up at 7. The event starts at 8:30. The comedy show. You come on down and see some of my cannabis vendors and kind of see their grows and their harvests that they harvest this year.
Okay, that sounds good. We're going to get them turned up. We're going to take a few shots, and we'll be back in just a second. Make sure you guys stay tuned in. It's the Operating Room ENT, and I am the doctor. Jesus. It's the operating room ENT. I am the doctor. Thank you guys so much for joining us today. Today we talked to Super Sanchez. We talked to Jason Nelson, who's got me laughing. We talked to Cool Boy RC. We're at the 314 event. We're at the Warehouse West. We're going to be all the way turned up. These guys, not as turned up as I thought, but if anybody can get them turned up, it's going to be me. It is the doctor, the Super Sanchez. Take us out. What are we going to be doing for the rest of the evening?
We're going to be...
Wait.
He not turned up. No, check.
That was disrespectful to me. We not turned up.
No, you're
my
not.
Boy's a boss.
Turn up,
you
boss.
Need to listen to him.
Turn up,
you
boss.
Need to hear my boy out.
Turn up, boss.
Nah.
I want you to turn so just turn
you know what?
Up.
Let your voice be heard.
So much.
Let your voice be heard. Let them know who said Super Sanchez is and what he do and what he about.
Turn up to the point where I'm gonna need to use. You got.
Hey, his voice sound like. Let him be heard. Project.
Turn up to the point.
You
where
said she don't disrespect us.
Turn up to the point where I don't have nothing on except this.
You can tell she's into that sex
and
shit.
And your cum on my ass.
Cause she just took a shot at us to challenge us.
And your cum on my ass. Only two things that should be on me.
She just did it. You know when we're like, you ain't doing shit now. We fucking them hard and shit. You ain't shit, nigga. That's what she just did. Y'all ain't turned up.
I like the
my boy over there got
so
shooters.
I like to egg them on so they can, you know, give it to me a little harder. So I just like to egg them on a little bit.
I'm calm. I'm a calm soul, man. It's
tell me what you want to say, I'll say it.
You know, yeah. We come here today to go ahead and work together to end the prohibition of cannabis.
Yeah.
That's my main thing, you know, and bringing more positive energy into what we're doing and showing people all the opportunities. Everybody in here is a black-owned business. And, you know... You know, just showing that they're going into business for themselves, that you can create your own opportunities for yourself.
Amen.
So that's basically what the event is about. The comedy show is to bring even more awareness to the cannabis industry and break that prohibition overall. Because even though that we're medical and California is recreational and any other place that's medical and recreational, you still have other states that are suffering. You still have other people that are still getting affected and, you know, incarcerated for this industry. So that's what it's all about and trying to come together to end the prohibition of cannabis and create more opportunities.
Can I add this in? Everybody who's arrested for marijuana, you need to be free because America's making money off of this shit right now. Is that inappropriate to say right now?
Yeah.
Because I think that's messed up.
You say what you want in the operating room.
But the thing about it is they got people who's been incarcerated to selling marijuana. And now they're capitalizing off of it right now. So to me, they need to be free.
I will say this. A wise person had told me that, you know, we stay in America, and that means that we must follow the laws. And, you know, not to say that everyone that we need to follow the laws. We just need to follow the laws and make sure that you do the necessary research to protect yourself in this industry.
You're right.
So always be a law-abiding citizen and follow the rules of your state. Protect you fourth and foremost until we're able to break that prohibition.
You're right. You're my bad.
Sanchez is giving us knowledge today. Tell everybody where they can contact you.
You can contact me on Instagram. I post everything there, all my updates and everything. You can follow me on there for any cannabis content and see what I got going on. I got a grow class that I'm starting on April 3rd.
Okay,
so
awesome.
It's going to be virtual, so we are all be able to learn how to grow cannabis together.
Okay.
All my home growers.
And what's your social media? Yeah.
Super Sanchez 420.
Super Sanchez 420. How appropriate.
Not regular Sanchez.
Yeah.
Not regular. Super Sanchez 420. Make sure you guys hit him up. And I don't know, we're going to try some of this out. This sex kind of goes together, RC. What do you think about cannabis and intimacy?
They go together hand in hand, for real, for me.
How you it's certain oils, like I say, cannabis is made up of many compounds in the plant.
Teach
us. You know, we all just trip off the THC in the plant, but if we trip off the other compounds of the plant, you can really tap into your cannabinoid system that's within your body.
So you really into this shit? Okay,
that's what I'm saying. I'm listening. Educate us. This is why we're here. communication and education, and that's the only thing that the doctor believes in. So we're here to learn. Teach us.
Yeah. So you could basically understand, study the cannabinoid system and how the plant medicine ties into your ecosystem in your body. You have a cannabinoid system with inside your DNA. The plant is made of a very many, many different compounds. I haven't run the chart with me, but you can look it up, look up the cannabinoid system, and you will see that CB1, you have CB1 receptors all over your body. It's a wheel. You can tap into each one of them receptors inside of your body if you know the exact terpene and the exact strength.
Because, you know, I need to learn more. I just found out professionally that I have arthritis on my back. Not, you know, I'm not a smoker for real. I maybe every once in a while I take a hit, but I'm not a smoker. But I was thinking today, like, damn, maybe this is where CBD comes into my life, because my back was hurting. And I'm like, I don't really want to take pills.
Yeah, you don't want to take, you don't want to take pills.
And for the record,
you don't want to take pills. At all.
But for the record,
I just gotta add this in, Sanchez.
That any ladies watching, is the reason why my back shot's been negatively affected. I just found out I had arthritis. I didn't know that. I'm so young. I'm too young now.
Because everybody should be eating the groceries. I'm going to kill Jason. Everybody should be eating the groceries. It's just the most important thing that's going on.
I got arthritis in my back. I found out.
You can actually help me, bro. They actually have oils that can stimulate the clitoris. And you can.
I love Super Sanchez. I've never been so moist.
What about low testosterone? I need it too.
Like I said once before, that you have CB1 receptors all over your body. It's a CB2 receptors that ties right into your DNA from the plant. So the plant medicine, you are a part of the plant medicine. So with that being said, with that wheel, you have CB receptors all over your body. That means
even in the clitoris.
So you can tap
listen
into that.
This is an educational hub, and that's what I'm talking about. This is an I'm gonna talk to Super Sanchez. I'm gonna figure out this whole clit versus cannabis situation, the CNC things, like they together as one. We gonna turn.
That's the real.
That's the real
body high.
Yes.
No, you want one of the best sexual experiences I had. Is a chick from Texas. She had me, I don't know what the hell I was smoking, because I'm not an expert. No, but we were smoking a blunt. I passed out. I woke up, she was on my dick, right? Which my dick ain't that big, right? But it gets.
First of all, that is.
No, I gotta be honest. My mom is Korean. It's a reason. Okay? No, I make you bait. No, listen. Why operator?
Go ahead.
So what I'm saying is, one of the best sexual experiences I had was I was high off. I had smoked some weed, even though I passed out. But I woke up. I felt like I was so in tune to our bodies and trying to one. It felt like I was creating poetry while we was making love. And that's the only time I ever had been high while having sex.
But did you find her
quick? No, I found my way to abortion clinic. But that's a whole nother conversation. That has nothing to do with the rest of the company and the organization. That's full of Jason Nelson focused on Funny LLC. I apologize. That was over a decade ago.
He said it was a long time ago.
R.P. to my son who never made it.
It was a while back. We're going to pray for Jason. I'm going to get him some personally counseling sessions. We're going to figure out how we're going to tune up his sex life. So make sure you guys tune in to the operating room every Sunday night, 8 p.m., mycitymymusic.com. Jason, how can I find you?
Jason Nelson, FOTF, on all social media platforms. And focus on the Funny LLC when you want a comedy show and events and you want it done business or professionally. I'm the person you call when you want it done right.
All right. Super Sanchez, one more time. Give everybody your handles.
You can find me on IG at Super Sanchez 420. You can actually follow me for all of my content through Instagram. And that's, once again, Super Sanchez 420.
That's it. That sounds good. All right, Cool Boy RC, 314 Days in the building. He's performing tonight. Tell us, where can we find you? How can we contact you?
Yeah, I'm burning shit down tonight. My guy Super Sanchez done brought me out, man. I fuck with y'all, boy.
You know what I'm saying?
I got you too, bro.
All night long, I'm going to be dancing. Make sure you guys hit me up, the operating room, if you guys want to purchase a cum towel. Clearly, this is next to godliness.
You can get you in my face, too.
Listen here.
No,
you
this.
Can get a mask. A cum towel. You want a hat, whatever you need. You need lessons to achieve the maximum orgasm. You need lessons on squirting. You guys make sure you come out. I'm having a lingerie bus ride. Mm. It will be May the 1st. What happens on the bus stays on the bus. Everybody in their nightwear. We're going to turn it all the way up, guys. Thank you so very much for watching today. Make sure you tune in next week. It's the Operating Room ENT. I am the doctor. It's 314 Day. Yeah. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Yes, I do. Thank you. All right.
Microsoft Teams is helping a bicycle company reinvent the way they work.
We make low-maintenance bicycles for everyday riders. Once the pandemic hit, we had nobody coming into the showroom, so we started doing virtual visits via Microsoft Teams.
We're able to see two or threefold the amount of customers we used to be able to see. All of a sudden, we could open up our showroom to customers around the world. I really think it's going to set a standard for retail moving forward.
Where there's a team, there's a way. Learn more at Microsoft.com/Teams.
With Metro by T-Mobile, your hard-earned money goes further. This tax season, there's zero fees to switch. Enjoy Metro's lowest price, just $25 a line for 4 lines. Plus, get 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones when you switch. Now that's the best deal in wireless. Metro by T-Mobile, empowering you to rule your day. All lines lose promo rate if any deactivates. No fees on select phones. Limit 1 per line with eligible port. Excludes sales tax. Limited time offer. Additional terms apply. See Metro by T-Mobile.com.
Remember to re-up, which simply means you can redirect, you can reconstruct, you can regain, you can retrust, you can rebuild. Just remember to re-up.